There you go. Little air guitar. Go ahead and play it while we're wrapping up with the final segment of Rosie on the House. And remember, this isn't your last chance to get in touch with us. We're always available on the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning, 8 to 11. And, of course, we're out at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show the rest of the weekend. So come on out and visit it with us. I really appreciate all of our listeners putting up with me today. I'm operating in a pretty deep mental cloud here, exhausted. Not near as exhausted as our sweet daughter-in-law Amanda is, I'm sure, who gave birth to our 10th grandchild last night. So we were up really late last night, and I am really, really dragging this morning. And Romy, of course, being the new proud daddy, is at the hospital and not here to be at my side and make sure I'm pushing the right button. So I know I've pushed a couple wrong buttons this morning, and I appreciate Stan being here and helping us and Mike being back at the studio and making it as error-free as possible, as well as Stephanie helping with the call screening. So all of us here at Rosie on the House here for you every single Saturday morning. We've got a couple more callers. Let's see if we can get through them here before the top of the hour. Sally calling from Tucson. Good morning, Sally. How can we help?
Hi, Rosie. I'm calling to kind of give a heads up, I guess. I've had two experiences lately with plumbers. I didn't call it wood plumbing, unfortunately, but just for drain cleaning issues.
Yes.
We have rental houses, and my husband also has a job, so I try to handle things on my own as much as possible.
Okay.
And both of these different companies came out and tried to sell me hydrojetting.
Okay.
One of them, to the tune of $2,200 on a drain that I hadn't even called them out to look at. And the other one, I really felt, the first one, that they were just, you know, trying to lay me away. But the second guy, I think it was just the guy wasn't trained. He didn't know he had an option. He had a snake that would only, didn't have any fins on it, you know, so it just wouldn't do the job. And he wanted $600 for hydrojetting. And I ended up calling a guy out of one of those, like, thrifty nickels, and he got it done for $127.
Wow.
With a snake with the fins on it, you know, that do the cutting.
Right.
And the one young man had told me they don't let them use that equipment because it will possibly hang up on the cast iron and damage cast iron, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Of the drainage things, but I don't know. I really got the feeling like it's just the latest and greatest scam, and I have a feeling a lot of people are getting laid away.
Well, Sally, we appreciate you using the Rosie on the House show to help us inform and educate the Arizona homeowners. It does surprise me you saw price variations and fluctuations by that amount. I don't guess it surprises me near as much as it disappoints me, but I know that is the way a lot of companies do operate. So thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. From there, I think we can squeeze in Mike really fast. Mike, if you can ask your question really quick, we're running up tight against the end of the show here. How can we help you?
Well, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Rosie. I went to trying to put an addition on from basically my patio to a utility room outside of my house. So basically enclosing part of my patio, bringing in a part of utility room that has my washer and dryer, water heater, et cetera, into my whole house. In doing that, the contractor, Rosie Certified Contractor, went to put the plans in, and we come to find out that the utility room was never permitted to begin with.
Okay.
To be put onto my house. So what I'm trying to figure out now, and they offered a couple solutions, but I was wondering what you thought, was where do I go from here?
Okay. All right. Let me answer that real quick because we're coming up really hard on a out time here. Mike, anytime you're a victim like this of having a project completed at your home, unbeknownst to you, that was done without a permit, the first thing you would do is you would get in touch with the city you're trying to get the permit from and have them come out and take a look at the work that was done. There's a very good chance that after a full analysis, you not being the homeowner that owned the home in the time that it was done, they probably won't penalize you. I would tell you that if you are the homeowner that did the project unpermitted, they're generally going to permit it, and they, generally speaking, the penalty for that is twice the permit fee. So if the permit was going to be $125 for the project, you're going to pay another $125 in a fine. I'd get the actual city inspector out there and have them take a look at it, because many times if they can assess it and look at it, they may have you take off a little bit of sheetrock, look at some plumbing or some electrical, try and analyze it. But this, it doesn't mean you can't go on, get the permit you want, and get the project completed and wrapped up in just the way you want. Start with the city, get the inspector out there, and that's the way to go. Folks, we're going to be wrapping up now, hour three of Rosie on the House. And again, I want to thank you all for being so patient with me this morning. I feel like I have stumbled my way through a three-hour show. And hopefully y'all have found some pieces of information in and about that helped you in your house, home, castle, or cabin this particular day. I'm going to sign off now and go find me a nice, quiet place here in the stadium someplace. Hopefully I can get up in the way up in the nosebleed section, get in between a couple rows of chairs, and lay down and take a big, long nap. Thank you all for all of you who have reached out to us this morning congratulating Romy and Miss Amanda, his sweet wife, on the birth of their child. It was a very blessed event that occurred just at 3 o'clock this morning. We appreciate all of you being such good friends, listeners, and fans. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be signing off now. Come and join us at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Come join us. Let me help you, educate you, and teach you. I'm going to be here the rest of the afternoon on the Sanderson Lincoln Ford stage educating. Come on down.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.